This is VOA News. I'm Nabil Biagio. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Sunday that his government has voted unanimously to shut down the local offices of Qatar-owned broadcaster Al Jazeera, escalating Israel's long-running feud with the channel at a time when ceasefire negotiations with Hamas, mediated by Qatar, are gaining steam. Shlomo Kahari is the Minister of Communications for Israel.
הממשלה אישרה עכשיו פה אחד את סגירת שופר ההסתה של החמאס בישראל, הערוץ של ג'זירה. הצווים נחתמו הרגע, אנחנו מוציאים אותם לפועל. שופר של החמאס...
Kahari called Al Jazeera, quote, the Hamas incitement mouthpiece, inciting against the state of Israel and harms Israel's security and the soldiers of IDF, and said it would no longer broadcast from Israel and its equipment will be confiscated. According to a statement from Netanyahu's office, the decision goes into effect immediately. Russia has launched a barrage of drones on eastern Ukraine as the country marks its third Easter at war. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky urged Ukrainians in an Easter address to be united in one common prayer and called God an ally in the war with Russia. Ukraine's Air Force said Sunday that Russia had launched 24 drones, of which 23 had been shot down. Six people, including a child, were wounded in a drone strike in the eastern Kharkiv region, according to the regional governor. In Kyiv, officials urged residents to follow Orthodox Easter services online due to safety concerns. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
This is VOA News. Presumed Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump says, if elected, he would restore a travel ban on some majority Muslim countries on the first day of his new administration. The travel ban was a controversial part of his first term as president and was rescinded by President Joe Biden. VOA correspondent Scott Stearns has more.
When Donald Trump ran for president in 2016, he pledged to change U.S. immigration to keep out terrorists from Islamic countries.
And we will keep radical Islamic terrorists the hell out of our country, 100%. We have no choice. We have no choice.
All Muslims are welcome!
Are welcome!
Once in office, Trump banned travel to the U.S. from seven majority Muslim countries, sparking protests and legal challenges, including from the American Civil Liberties Union. An April Harvard Caps Harris poll shows immigration tied with inflation as the top issues for U.S. voters. Scott Stearns, VOA News.
Chad's election on Monday is almost certain to result in victory for transitional president and military leader Mohamed Idriss Déby, some analysts say. In the run-up to the vote, authorities have cracked down on the media and opposition leaders have been kept off the ballot. Despite that, experts say Chad will remain an important ally for Western security efforts in the Sahel region. Henry Wilkins reports.
Mohamed Idriss Déby came to power after his father, Idriss Déby Itno, was killed on the front lines of Chad's war against the rebel insurgency in 2021. He appointed himself transitional leader and military ruler, a move critics say was unconstitutional. If Déby wins Chad's elections on May 6th, as analysts expect him to, he will legitimise his rule and become civilian president. Meanwhile, prominent members of the opposition party have been banned from appearing on the ballot and say speaking out against the government is risky. Media reported on April 25th that US troops would leave, at least temporarily, or until the election is over. The US began pulling its 100 military personnel from the country in early May. Henry Wilkins, VOA News.
Residents in Tanzania and Kenya are bracing for more severe weather after weeks of heavy floods have left more than 300 people dead in the two countries. Kenyan President William Ruto postponed next week's planned reopening of schools until further notice. In a speech, Ruto said meteorological reports paint a dire picture because of the possibility of cyclone. In Washington, Nabil Biagio, VOA.